This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Kal Chakra or Wheel of Time empowerment with the King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, and the fourth Druk Gyalpo today. The Prime Minister shared the details of the ceremony in a social media post. He said the ceremony was presided over by His Holiness the Jay Kempo, which made it even more special. This is an important ritual with great cultural significance for Buddhists around the world. The Kal Chakra empowerment is a part of the ongoing Global Peace Prayer Festival, which has brought together devotees and scholars of Buddhism to Bhutan. Prime Minister Modi, who is on a two-day visit to Bhutan, had yesterday announced a concessional line of credit of 4,000 crore rupees for the Himalayan nation to fund its energy projects. The announcement was made after Prime Minister's meeting with the King of Bhutan in Thimphu yesterday. The two leaders held discussions on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Both the leaders also jointly inaugurated the 1,020-megawatt Punatsang Chutu hydroelectric project. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral talks with President Duma Boko of Botswana in Gaborone today. They will discuss and explore new avenues for enhancing bilateral cooperation in areas such as trade and investments, technology and energy. President Murmu will also address the parliamentarians, interact with the members of the Indian community and visit sites of historic significance in Botswana during her visit. Several dignitaries from Botswana will also call on her. Back home, polling in Bihar Assembly elections recorded a historic highest ever voter turnout of 66.91%. The polling was held in two phases on 6th and 11th of this month for 243 Assembly constituencies. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, the Chief Election Commissioner Gyanish Kumar said that the voters of Bihar have created history in independent India. Our correspondent has more details.
The two-phase assembly elections witnessed an unprecedented level of participation from voters across urban and rural areas, marking a new milestone in Bihar's electoral history. The first phase registered over 65% polling, while the second phase recorded around 69% voting. Bihar also recorded the highest ever female voter turnout in its history. The turnout of male voters was 62.8% and the female voters was 71.6%. No major incident of violence or booth capturing was reported during both the phases, and polling remained completely peaceful. The counting of votes for all 243 assembly constituencies will take place on 14th November with Dharmendra Rai. This is Anand Kumar for Akashwani News, Bethia.
Counting of votes is underway in Iraq for 329 parliamentary seats. The Iraqi Electoral Commission said the turnout was 55% of the country's 21 million registered voters. More than 7,700 candidates, including 2,247 women, contested in the election, which was held yesterday. Under the law, 25% of seats are reserved for women, while 9 are allocated for religious minorities. Prime Minister Mohammad Shia Al-Sudani is seeking a second term. Australia has joined India, Japan and the United States for Exercise Malabar 2025, a major Indo-Pacific naval drill aimed at strengthening coordination and interoperability among the four Quad nations. Australia's Chief of Joint Operations said the exercise underscores the value of regional partnerships amid evolving security challenges. Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has reaffirmed the government's commitment to protect every child from pneumonia. In a social media post on World Pneumonia Day, Mr. Nadda informed that the government has launched the Social Awareness and Action to Neutralize Pneumonia Successfully, that is, SAS initiative, to reduce childhood pneumonia through strong health systems and community awareness. Veteran actor Dharmendra has been discharged from hospital this morning. An official statement issued by Dharmendra's family has requested the media and the public to refrain from any further speculation and respect his privacy. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading around 0.8%, up in four known trade today. The Sensex surged 687 points to 84,559, while the Nifty added 202 points to 25,897. And that is the end of this news bulletin.